Yeah, Shavuot Tov to everybody. So the first Aliyah of Vayakel, so Vayakel Pekudei, we have the singling out, Lo Sevar Reish B'chol Mishwazeichem, Yom HaShabbos, the famous Machlokes in the Gemara, whether it's Havar L'Lav Yatzas or L'Chalik Yatzas. The Ramban has a unique, a singular approach here in terms of, why Havara is being singled out after all of the melachos kosav melacha yumas. So let me first present the Sforno and then sort of contrast it with the Ramban. The Sforno says that the reason that you have to single out Havara is because you would think that it's not really a melacha, maybe then the Rabbanan, because it's really Derech Kilkel. At least Al Harov, as he says, Mikol Makom biosa kli l'chol ha-melchamo saleruban asura b'shabbos. What makes it a melacha is that it's, let's say in the context of Bishol or Afia, right? The fire is the essential point. That's what creates the framework through which the malacha is going to occur. So that's the approach this one. The Ramban, as I said, takes a fascinating approach. And he says that we already know that, let's say, Bishol and Afia are going to be Aser because it's not Yantif, and there it's Kamalach Savodalosasu, so you're in Zeheter Ochel Nefesh. But by Shabbos, it's said in Parshas Peshalach, Esa Sher Tofu Efu, Esa Sher Tevashlu Bashelu. So that wasn't the question. But the question was not Ochel Nefesh, but Hano Sagov, Rechitza Bechamin, fire for those purposes. Why do you think that that's different? If Ochel Nefesh not, so why those? And the Ramban says something which I think is profound. And he writes the following: "Well, time come lach hashad and nena behen vein notzin ala hanal laguf hadlakas haner medura rechitzas gufo bechamin yom utaros kizem me oneg hashabbos lakach nemar lo sevar reish lasor hakol." No, it's not just a question of ochal nefesh, but the things that you can materially say, it's owning Shabbos. It's the whole reason we have Neir Shabbos all together, Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos, different formulations in the Rishonim, right? And Hana Saguf. So if it only says Kol Savo Malacha Yumas, I would assume Malacha, which doesn't contribute to Oneg Shabbos. Malacha that contributes to Oneg Shabbos is included Lo Sevaru Eish B'chomo Shvoseichem B'yom HaShabbos. That has to be restated specifically. So that would leave us with four possibilities. So our L'chalik Yotzas, our L'lav Yotzas, then it's not quite a full melacha. The Sforno is sort of like of a piece with that, it's a little bit less. It's Kilkel al Rov, but it's necessary for so many other melachos. And then the Ramban, it says Onik Shabbos. It's not a question of Ochel Nefesh, but Rechitzas Gufo Bechamin, or Hadlakas Haner, the Madura. So these should be good enough reasons. And therefore, Lo Sevaru Eish, B'chol Mosh Roseichem Yom HaShabbos, comes to tell me, even to preclude those things which are clearly meant to enhance physical enjoyment of Shabbos, those two are also included in the Isser Kol Osevo Melacha Yumas. I just wanted to add on a little bit to these four interpretations, whether it's the Chalik Yatzas, Lav Yatzas, the Sfarno's idea that it's really their Chilkol, and therefore requires a special pasuk because it's a clear machshir for other forms of Melachos of the Ramban, that it's not so much Heter Ochel Nefesh, but it's Hanos HaGuf, based on the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara Pesachim says that the first creative act that Adam HaRishon engaged in was Havara Seish, right? That's why we have the minag of a din of the Me'ore Ha'esh on Motzei Shabbos. And I think this is the paradigmatic human activity, the paradigmatic human act of creativity going back to the original Motzei Shabbos. So after Kadosh Baruch Hu finished creating Ve'ibarachol Kimetzim HaShri Ve'ikadei Shosel, and then from that point on, there was a new epoch in the history, cosmic history, in which human beings began to serve as creative forces. And Adam HaRishon, as the initial right creator in that respect, the first act was Havara Seish. So I think this in particular sheds light, Tarte Mashma,
on the idea of havara l'chalik yatzas, right? Why would it be? You ask yourself the question. Okay, fair enough that it's a malacha like all other malachos. So why would it be that havara would be chosen of all of the malachos to establish that each malacha has its own integrity? If you need to do each of them behalim malachas, you're chayav al kol achas. So I believe the answer is because Havara is the paradigmatic human malacha. And even, you know, anthropologically, if you want to talk to, you know, historians and anthropologists, sociologists, right, the advent of fire was, a turning point in human civilization. And I think that would give us a little bit of a depth perspective on Havara l'chalik yatzas. So Havara l'lav yatzas might be, reflected in the Sforno's approach, that it really is Altsad HaKilkul, Havar L'Chalik Yatzas, I think the opposite perspective, the paradigmatic malacha, could be seen in the Gemara Pesachim, that this was the first human act of creativity.